have any bad experiences down in that area, the Strip or anything?
I never had a bad experience. I never had a bad trip. I never had bad drugs. I never had a bad reaction. I never had any crime happen to me.
Great.
I would walk along in the evenings by myself on the Strip. I never had a negative experience. The only bad thing that happened to me was that we had to move out of the area, and then to see the area getting, you know, this club being bombed, burned, and that house burning down. Those were horrible things for me personally,
yeah.
But it was just a reaction to other people's react. But it never happened to me personally. I never had... Oh, the only bad thing, one night we're in our big room at the top of the... We lived at the top of the house on 15th Street, and Joe was sleeping to the inside. We slept in this window alcove, and he was sleeping to the inside, and I was on the outside. And I woke up and saw this man standing at the foot of the bed where the chair was, where Joe and I would throw our clothes when we were hopping into bed, and the guy had a pair of pants in his hands and his hand in the pocket. And I woke up and I looked at Joe sleeping beside me, and I said, "What the heck are you doing?" And he dropped everything and left. He didn't take anything. How he got in the house, we don't know, or anything. But that's the only time that any kind of anything happened. But nothing happened, you know. It was like I woke up, scared the guy more than he scared me, and he ran away.
Great.
So... nothing. I never had a negative experience in Piedmont Park. Oh, we did have one time. Joe had a Volkswagen bus that we called the Crosstown Bus, and he had had it in Florida when we came up, and it started running rough, and it turned out that when we finally got it analyzed, somebody had put sugar in the gas tank, mm-hmm. and it had gummed up the fuel system.
Yeah.
That happened, and we never knew who or why or anything about it, but, you know, it was only an inconvenience because the van didn't run for a while. It took us a long time to figure out what it was, because we'd put more gas in, it would run for a while, and then it would choke up again.
Uh-huh.
And finally we had to get a new gas tank and fuel filter and stuff like that. So it was an expense that we didn't have the money for.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was working, I was doing part-time gigs. And so those were the only two negative things that ever happen. And it could have been anonymous. They could have been just vandal kids looking for something funky to do, going down the street with a bag of sugar. Oh, let's put it in this gas tank, you know, because
yeah.
there was nobody that hated us or knew that it was our van particularly or anything.
It could have been just that it was a VW van and they were associated with
yeah.
those hippies.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't directed at us personally. So, no, Pat, I never had anything.
That's great.
I never had a bad experience. Never got ripped off with the drugs. Nothing.